Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
I expected it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
If you're in the market for a new home, you might think that real estate agents are just for the seller.
But buyers with real estate agents are smart shoppers, and the seller pays the commission.
But buyers beware. Before you choose an agent, read our story. Choose agent carefully before buying a house when you hit MoneyPit.com. Just click on ideas and tips, then click repair and improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair questions, give us a call right now, 888-MONEYPIT.
Presented by Abitron Restoration Products, the Angie app, LL Flooring, and RiverbendHome.com. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you get the home improvement, repairs, renos, and decorating projects done around your home. We are enjoying the beautiful spring weather in our part of the country. And for us, that means it's time to get outside and take on some projects. Maybe it's landscaping. You know, for me, I've actually been working on updating some landscaping because, you know, every year we have these mulch beds at the perimeter of the yard. And when we put mulch in, we kind of like make them a little wider and wider. So I kind of like drew the line in the sand, so to speak, and I cut them back like 2 feet all the way around and put topsoil in. I did this in the fall. So now I'm kind of looking about what took and what didn't. And it actually did pretty good because I got it in early, but we're going to do another shot of seed just kind of fill in the blank spots. But whatever you're working on around your house, we would love to help. We've been doing this for many, many years. We grew up in the trades. You know, we know which end of the hammer to hold, and we know how to read a tape measure, and we know how to keep you out of trouble when it comes to getting done projects around your house, whether you're doing it yourself, whether you're hiring a pro or something in between. Give us a call with those questions. A couple of ways to get in touch with us. You can pick up the phone and call us anytime at 888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974, or you can post your questions at moneypit.com. Coming up on today's show, if you've been working from home, but you're ready to get out of that spare bedroom, basement, or maybe even the carved out closet you call a home office, we're going to walk you through everything you need to know to set up a productive, comfortable home office space outside your house that'll keep you close to nature and the comforts of home at the same time.
And spring may have sent a lot of rain your way, but if you have a rainwater collection system at your house, you can use those downpours to keep your lawn and garden happily hydrated well into summer's dry spells. We'll show you how.
And if you're thinking about buying a home this spring or maybe even selling a home, you might be interested to know that home buyer interests are changing in a very big way. We're going to break it down with tips on how to make sure your home brings the highest value in this new market.
But first, if you need help with a renovation, a repair, or a decor project, we're ready to lend a hand with expert tips, ideas, and inspiration to help you avoid the perspiration when it comes to improving your spaces.
So once again, post your questions to MoneyPit.com or call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. From bathrooms to basements or demolition, which is one of my favorite projects, to decor, which is one of Leslie's favorite projects, we are here to help you tackle your to-dos with confidence.
Hey, I also like breaking things. I mean, who doesn't? But you got to do it the right way so you're not making more work for yourself.
Fair point. So give us a call. We're ready to help. The number again, 1-888-MONEYPIT.
We've got Amy from South Dakota on the line with a window question. What's going on?
We have crank-out windows. There's like three windows in a set, and the outside two crank-out. And I've noticed some discoloration, mostly along the bottom, a little bit up the sides of the window. And I'm thinking it's maybe some water damage from maybe the windows were out and it rained. But I'm also seeing it on the middle window.
Okay.
So that has me
questioning your water damage analysis. So, Amy, is the stain like sort of like a grayish color on the wood?
Yes.
So I think what you're seeing is normal oxidation. And the reason that happens is because the sun and the rain, of course, has some contributing factors here, but mostly the sun hits those lower edges, and it tends to kind of break down the finish, and then it starts to fade the wood or turn the wood color.
Okay.
The same thing happens if you were to leave raw lumber outside for a long time. It starts out nice and bright and sort of yellowish, and then it gets darker and grayer as time goes on as it's exposed to water and to the sun. So I think it's just saying that these areas that you're seeing may need to be refinished. It's not a major problem. It's really a cosmetic one, and it could become structural at some point, but you might want to explore the idea of sanding those areas. And what you'll find is that when you sand them, you tend to take away that gray, and you get down to some of the raw wood that's just underneath the surface. So if you sand them and then refinish those with an exterior grade urethane, and that's important, I would use an oil-based exterior grade because it has more UV protection in it, then you're going to find that it will last a lot longer. And in terms of those metal windows, I'm a little confused about that. It could be that sometimes when the water dries out, it leaves behind mineral salts, and that can look kind of discolored. One thing you could try, a little test for that, is to wipe it down with white vinegar, because vinegar will melt those salts and see if that goes away. And if not, I think my fallback would be it's probably just discoloration of the paint, and again, repainting them, this time with a primer first and then a top coat of paint, will restore the finish.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
You're welcome, Amy. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Mark in West Virginia is on the line with a roofing question. How can we help you today?
I was just wondering if I could put a metal roof over top a shingle roof without removing the shingled roof.
Well, you can, but why do you want to do that, Mark? It's kind of sloppy.
I've never worked with metal. I didn't know if you could do it that way, because you can shingle over. I know, asphalt shingles, you could put another layer over top of it. Just getting rid of them, the hassle of getting rid of them at a landfill.
Technically, you can, but I just think it's going to be a neater, cleaner, more professional job if you take off the asphalt shingles, and they're not that hard to remove.
Yeah, and you don't know how many layers are underneath your existing roof. Plus, I mean, I don't know really, but I'm imagining that a metal roof is going to have some weight to it, and why put that extra stress on the structure? And it's a lifetime roof. You're looking at 50 years on a metal roof. So
how about cutting it? Any special tools? You have any ideas?
Yeah, I mean, it's all done with shears, and
yeah,
you can use hand shears and you can use power shears. But, when you work with that stuff all the time, you have the tools that you need to do that. But that's what you're going to have to cut it with.
Hey, well, thanks. Thank you for the info, and I appreciate it.
You're very welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit. Get your questions answered by calling us now at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Angie. Need help tackling home projects? Then you need Angie. Connect with pros, book appointments, and pay right through your phone. Download the Angie app today.
And just ahead, if you've been spending a lot of time working from home, you may be good and ready to move that home office out of the spare bedroom, the basement, the carved-out closet, whatever you call a home office. We want to help you move it to the great outdoors. So we've teamed up with the experts at riverbendhome.com for tips on how to do just that. It's all coming up next.
Now that winter's passed, have you noticed rotted wood around your windows, doors, or exterior trim? Over time, wood can become damaged from exposure to moisture, bugs, and UV. But there's no need to replace the damaged wood. You can repair it instead.
Avatron's liquid wood and wood epox are easy-to-use epoxy adhesives that make structural, shrink-free, cost-effective repairs to rotted or damaged wood. These products are great for windows, doors, columns, or other wooden features that have been exposed to the elements and are showing signs of deterioration. They restore the wood for a permanent repair.
And here's how. Liquid wood penetrates deep into soft deteriorated wood and then hardens, restoring its strength. And Wood Epox is a lightweight epoxy wood filler that rebuilds the missing wood. It hardens to a material that can be worked just like real wood.
Both products can be sanded and painted, saving you the time, trouble, and expense of replacing rotted wood. Abitron Liquid Wood and Wood Epox are proven by decades of outstanding performance. To learn more and to find a dealer near you, visit abitron.com. That's ABATRON.com.
There's a lot of pride that comes with having your own home. It's where you entertain, it's your biggest investment, and it's the place that represents you. It can also be a lot of work. That's where the Angie app steps in. It takes all the maintenance, repairs, and projects your home needs and puts the solution in the palm of your hand. You can connect with pros, see upfront pricing, even book and pay in seconds, all right through the app. This is your home handled. This is Angie. Download the Angie app today.
Create your outdoor oasis with RiverbendHome.com. From gorgeous outdoor dining sets to fire pits and planters.
Then tie it all together with beautiful patio string lights. They're super popular for your patio, deck, yard, or garden.
And through May 31st, save 15% on your order of $150 or more by using the code MONEYPIT15 at checkout. That's MONEYPIT15.
With unique finds for the inspired home, you'll find everything you need to create your outdoor oasis at RiverbendHome.com.
We're all spending more time in our backyards. Why not use Rumblestone from Pavestone and create beautiful outdoor living spaces? A paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, a grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone is available at the Home Depot. And be sure to check out the project ideas and the how-to videos at pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com. LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started.
The Money Pit is presented by Quikrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. In the red bag, make your next outdoor concrete project quick and easy. Quikrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. Look for it in the red bag.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Listen when you want when you subscribe to the Money Pit podcast. Get new episodes every Monday and Thursday, just in time to plan your next home improvement adventure.
Follow us at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
Next up, we've got Pat in Georgia who needs some help with a cleaning project. What's going on?
I have granite countertops. And I am wondering if there is an advantage to using the store-bought cleaners versus a homemade cleaner, and what would that homemade cleaner be?
So I guess you don't have a recipe for a homemade cleaner. Is that what you're saying?
No, I don't.
If you happen to run across one that you like, tell us about it, because I've not found one. But I will say that the commercial cleaners are usually very well developed and are designed to give you a longer-term protection than you could probably get out of anything that you could mix up on your own countertop. There's a website called stonecare.com that specializes in these types of products, and our listeners have always had good success with them. So I would take a look at that website. But, you know, the thing about granite tops is a lot of folks buy them and think, well, it's stone. I'm not going to have to do much work to the top. But the truth is, it's a lot of work, isn't it, Pat?
It very certainly is.
It really is. And if you don't stay on top of it, it gets pretty nasty looking. So you are going to have to invest in some regular cleaning. And I would just buy a good quality product from a good brand manufacturer and just accept it as reality, okay?
Thank you so very much.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Working from home has become more the norm than the exception over the last year, and this trend is very likely here to stay. I mean, it's a great place to work, right? The commute's awesome, and you're familiar with all the surroundings. It really doesn't. But working from home doesn't need to mean that you're working in a spare bedroom, a basement, or maybe, you know, you turn a closet into a work area. But now that the weather is warming, with a few simple additions, you can move that office outside to your deck, your patio, even your porch.
Well, that's right. And for ideas on how to bring your home office outdoors, we turn to the experts at Riverbend Home for tips to make you productive outside. So first up, let's talk connectivity. I mean, you got to be connected. And if your home's Wi-Fi signal doesn't quite make it to your outdoor workspace, you may need to add a Wi-Fi extender. Now, I've added several of these around my home because I've got the north office and the south office, which is the front porch and the back porch. And, and they really help. They're widely available online. They're inexpensive. They're easy to install. And they instantly create an extended Wi-Fi band that can help handle large parts of your outdoor spaces. And speaking of spaces, you got to make sure that your space is dedicated, it's quiet, and it's private for those phone and Zoom calls. So if your outdoor office is on your deck or patio, an easy way to do that is to add privacy screening or add planters to create a physical and a sound barrier between you and that noise.
Yeah, now next you're going to have to think about ergonomics and comfort. You know, working from a hammock might sound great. It's definitely not going to be good for your back or maybe your productivity. You might fall asleep. But, I mean, you can consider it. Your better bet, though, is to set up shop on your patio table, have a comfortable chair. You know, a patio set like the ones made by Polywood are a great choice. They're available at riverbendhome.com, and they're also made from sustainable materials that are easy to maintain and incredibly durable.
Now, shade is also going to be key for both your comfort and preventing that glare on your laptops. So invest in a good patio umbrella, preferably one with Sunbrella fabric. Leslie, I know that's a fabric that you have advocated for years because it's so super durable and it really stands up to the UV rays of the sun. If you want to take a look at the line of Simply Shade patio umbrellas at Riverbend Home, you're going to find a perfect one for your space. They feature Sunbrella and they come in a wide range of sizes and styles.
Yeah, I mean, they really are fantastic umbrellas and they are going to last. Now, lastly, you've got to plan for the changing climate, you know, with ways to keep your space cool or warm, depending on what the weather is outside. A patio fan, an outdoor ceiling fan that can be hung from a porch ceiling, that'll definitely help with a cool breeze on those more stuffy days. Or if you've got a smaller space, you can use a tabletop or even a standing fan. And if you've got chillier days, you know, say we're just getting out of the spring into summer where it's still a little cool, or even returning back to the fall days, you can actually pick up an outdoor patio heater. And you'll be all set to be both productive and comfortable in your new outdoor home office.
Absolutely. So for more tips, unique finds for the inspired home, and everything you need to create your outdoor oasis, visit riverbendhome.com.
Richard in Ohio is living in a pretty drafty house. Join the club. Tell me what's going on.
Insulation contractor came and blew soilized insulation in the walls. Left a lot of voids in it, which caused a forced draft. So I had infrared camera work done. And the floors are like 31 degrees and about 45 degrees waist high. And I can't seem to figure out what's going on here or what to do about it. However, I found a physics teacher at Vistar's old home. She told me that if you leave a void in an insulated wall, it will cause a forced draft. There'd be quite a few forced drafts in here.
Well, maybe, maybe not. But here's the thing. First of all, you had blown an insulation done, and you followed that up with an infrared camera inspection. I'm guessing you didn't do that right after the installer was done, correctly? You did this later on to try to figure out why it was still cold in the house?
Yes.
Yeah. And it's very difficult to install blown an insulation in a wall and do it correctly. So we've heard this before. The best installers will, you know, take a long time to make sure it gets in just right. They put in just the right amount, and they knew how to get it in every bay. And then they use an infrared camera to figure out if they've missed anything. So it sounds to me like now we've got a real mess in the outside wall. We don't know what's insulated, what's not insulated. Let's set that aside for right now and cover two other very important basics. Number one is the attic. We want to make sure that you have enough insulation in your attic, because if you can trap the heat from escaping or from the attic, which is where most of the heat leaves the house, you may find that it's going to make you more comfortable. In the attics
of Ohio, where you're located, you're going to need at least 15 to 20 inches of fiberglass insulation. Most people don't have that much, but that is what the Department of Energy would recommend. So if you don't have that much insulation, the first thing I want you to do is add insulation to your attic. The second thing, you mentioned you're on a crawl space. Your floor has got to be insulated. Again, unfaced fiberglass bats. If it's a standard 2x10 floor joist, you want to fill that up with a full 10 inches of insulation. If you can insulate the floor and the attic, two areas that are accessible and easy to access, you're kind of halfway there. Now, what are we going to do about the exterior wall? Well, short of taking it apart, we're not going to easily solve this problem with a blown-in. If you had an insulation company that could work with the camera and add additional blown-in, they might be able to fill it in. But that's going to be expensive, and I don't know if you're going to get a good return on investment. So what I would suggest you do is everything else that you can do to stop the drafts. So that means sealing around windows and doors and outlets and light switches, especially, to make sure that we get as many of those gaps closed as possible. And then from a decorating perspective, very often, Leslie, you jump right in because I've heard you recommend heavy drapes over these windows too to try to short circuit those drafts that are sort of falling around the windows.
Yeah, and you can do it sort of twofold. You know, we have drafty windows. Unfortunately, the previous owners installed not the greatest of windows, and they were poorly installed. So short of doing like a major project here, I've gotten creative. I've done a sort of double-lined fabric shade that's up against the glass portion of the window itself. And I'll draw those down during the colder times. And then I have a heavier drape that I use in the winter as well that's lined that I will just close up, you know, to make sure that I'm keeping those drafts out. Also, if you've got baseboard heating in that room, you want to make sure that nothing is blocking those baseboards. You know, your furniture, you've got to pull away from the walls. You know, think about giving it some air to just sort of circulate the heat around the room a little bit better. But really heavy fabrics, heavy draperies, that really does make a huge difference.
Richard, I hope that advice helps you out. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
All right, Colleen in Texas, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Yes, I was wondering about a product called Restore. It's called Liquid Armor Resurfacer, and I have a dock that I wanted to put it on.
All right, I'm familiar with those Restore products. I've not used them, but I know what they're supposed to do. One thing I would tell you is I don't know about the brand you mentioned. I would make sure it's a brand that's been around for a long time because we've seen some of those thick paint products do more damage than good. I know, for example, that Rust-Oleum, which is a good brand, makes a product called Restore. It works on concrete and decks as well as vertical siding. So I might start by taking a look at the Rust-Oleum product. Just make sure you stick with a name brand that's been around a long time so that you know that you've got a really good product that you're putting on the deck. And I would also make sure that you tested it in an area, maybe on a couple of deck boards, to make sure you're completely happy with it before going all in on the entire deck or dock.
And is it harder to use this type of product versus just a regular paint?
Yeah, it's going to be more difficult because it's about 10 times thicker than paint. So the application is, you know, got to be done right. You're going to use similar tools, but it's just going to be slow.
Okay, well, thank you so much.
Well, if you've started a project or you got stuck in the middle of one, let us help. Give us a call now at 888-MONEYPIT, presented by Angie. Find pros for all your home projects with the Angie app. Download the Angie app today. Well, when it rains, it pours, and if you have a rainwater collection system at your house, you can use those downpours to help hydrate your yard during those future dry spells. That's next on the Money Pit. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QUIKRETE.com.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are debt solutions for almost every situation. No matter how much money you owe in credit card debt, all the information you really need is yours, free, when you call right now for your free debt review. When we learned about the debt solutions they don't want you to know about, we were so shocked at how the credit card companies work to keep you in debt that we have decided to give everyone that calls today a free debt review, absolutely free. That's right. Get your debt solution review absolutely free. Just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566 and get the free debt review everyone in debt should have. To find out how you can get out of debt now, just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566. Get out of debt fast with your free credit card debt review. Call 1-800-865-8566. Again, 1-800-865-8566.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler with today's tip of the day. Home fires can strike at any time. Each year, nearly 390,000 home fires in the U.S. result in death, injury, and property damage. As with anything, the best defense is a good offense. Planning, prevention, and practice are key. First, meet with everyone in the home and plan different escape routes. Try to visualize the fire from every room in your home and feel your way out. Close your eyes and try to find the exit. Thick smoke is not only deadly, but makes it difficult to breathe and to see. Stay low and practice finding the exit, identifying markers or touch points that can be landmarks along the escape route when it's hard to see. Also, remind family members that in case of fire, get out first and call 911 from a neighbor's home. Most importantly, don't forget to regularly test smoke alarms to be sure they're working correctly. In case of a home fire, your dreams don't have to go up in smoke. Be prepared. I'm Tom Kreitler, and that's today's Money Pit Tip of the Day.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Have a home to keep up with? Then you need Angie. Find expert pros available for hundreds of projects, upfront pricing, plus the ability to book and pay right from your phone. Download the app today.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. For us, a money pit isn't just a house. It's a home that you love. It's an asset. So let us help make your home the best it can be by connecting with us with your question. So reach out at 888-MONEY-PIT.
888-666-3974.
Jim in Illinois on the line with some drafty windows. Tell us about your money pit.
Well, I have a historic old home. It's over 100 years old.
Okay.
And it has all of the original windows and glass in it.
All right.
And they are, needless to say, very drafty. So I was trying to figure out a way that was fairly cost-effective of closing up those drafts.
So if you want to keep the original windows, then you essentially have to work with what you have. So adding weather stripping is really the limit of what you can do with those. I will say that if you've got one that's really drafty in a room that maybe you don't need to open the window, there is a product that's called temporary caulk or weather stripping caulk. It's basically a caulk that's designed to go on clear, and then in the spring you can peel it off. It comes off sort of in a rubbery strip. So that's also an effective way to seal a window that you're not going to open. But remember, you're kind of sealing it shut, so you got to be careful not to do that in a bedroom or a place where you need to have emergency egress. Now, if you want to replace the window, you could look at different manufacturers that make very historic windows. Marvin, for example, is very good at this. Anderson is good at it as well. They make windows that fit well into a historic building. And then, of course, you've got all the modern conveniences that are associated with that. I think that you would find, you know, obviously huge energy differences, not only in the drafts, but also in the solar heat gain in the summer, because I'm sure there's nothing stopping all of that heat of the sun from getting in to those windows. And if you have new glass that's got a low E coating, it's going to reflect that heat back out. So weather stripping, liquid weather stripping, or temporary caulk, or window replacement, those would be your options.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Jim. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, spring may have sent a lot of rain our way, but if you've got a rainwater collection system at your house, you can use those downpours to keep your lawn and garden happily hydrated well into the summer's dry spells. Now, Tom, this really is a great way to save water, but you have to make sure that your garden is getting the right amount of water that it needs so that you don't really ever have to turn that hose on, right?
Yeah, in the best possible scenario, that's the goal. And you can actually get pretty close depending on how big that rain barrel is. And it's not hard to install, so I'll kind of try to outline the steps. First of all, remember, water's super heavy. So you want to put three solid concrete barrel-style blocks, those are the round ones, in the garden besides the downspout. And you want to check and make sure they're level. So don't put them on muddy soil and make sure it's good and solid, because when you put that rain barrel on top of the blocks, it's going to get heavy once it's all filled up. Rain and water weigh 8 pounds per gallon. So just think about it. It's going to be pretty heavy. So make sure it's solid. Then you put the barrel on top of those blocks, and you want to make sure the spigot faces the garden, and attach a water diverter to the downspout below. These are pretty cool. You can see them online, the diverters for the downspouts. They basically go in the middle of a downspout, and they kind of allow some water to spill out of the downspout and then trickle into the rain barrel through a hose. So it's not like the downspout is sticking in the middle of the barrel, because then you'd have this big open barrel of water, and that would attract mosquitoes. This does everything sort of internal, and it works really, really well through a small rubber hose that goes between the diverter and the barrel itself. Now, once the barrel is filled up, you're going to attach a soaker hose to the spigot on the barrel, and then run that hose around each plant in the garden. You can cover it with a thick layer of mulch, and then you can either operate it manually by opening it when it's time to water the garden, or you can even use a timer on it. There are lots of different rain barrels available. They come in all sorts of sizes and shapes and colors. You'll find one that's a perfect fit for your space.
Now, a rain barrel, it can hold about 50 gallons or so, but what if your property needs more water during that dry spell?
Well, that's true. If you have like a traditional barrel size, it may be limited to 50, but if you really want to collect a lot of water, there are lots of collapsible types that are large and flat. And in fact, they can fit under a deck or even a crawl space. I looked up one before the show that can hold 700 to 800 gallons
gallons of water, and they become even bigger than that. So it depends on how far you want to take this, but there's definitely a way to collect that rainwater and use it in those dry summer periods. I mean, we have sprinklers at our home, but there are weeks during the summer when we can't use them because there's just not enough water, so they have limitations. So this is a great way to make sure you can water those lawns and water those gardens even when there's a drought.
Christine in Washington is on the line with a leaky chimney. Tell us what's going on at your money pit.
I have a chimney that's for a wood or a pellet stove, and the former owners put duct-taped cardboard in the opening, and it leaks when I have heavy rains and winds.
I bet it does.
Yeah. How do I close off the opening so it doesn't leak?
So, first of all, we're talking about a wood stove chimney that's been sealed up with cardboard and duct tape. Does anyone think there's something wrong with this picture? I mean, just maybe, right?
Yeah.
So, are we still using the wood stove, Christine?
No, it's empty, and I put a table and lamp under it.
So you're not using the wood stove at all? You don't want to use it? Why not just take it out?
There's no wood stove there. It's just an empty space. That's why I put a table.
Oh, okay, so the chimney is left over from the wood stove.
Yes.
Then take the chimney out.
Oh, really?
The chimney is a hole in your roof. If you're not using it for the wood stove, then you don't need it, right? There's nothing else that uses the same chimney as in a metal pipe?
Yeah, but the inside the house, it's part of the design of the living room. It looks like a space for a fireplace. So that's why it's all bricked in, and that's why I put a table and chair in it and made it sort of decorative.
Right, but if you're never going to use it, okay, I don't really care what it looks like inside your house. I care about the penetration where it goes through the roof because that's where the leak is. And your options are either to properly flash the chimney, whatever that takes, which is not going to include duct tape and cardboard, by the way, but to have it professionally flashed so that it seals the intersection between the roofing shingle and the chimney or vent pipe. But if you're not using it, just remove it, and you're taking that headache away. You can patch the roof, and you'll never have to worry about leaks in that area again.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Christine. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Do you have a project that you'd like to tackle? Well, let us help. Call in your question now to 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Angie.
Taking care of home projects is easier than ever with Angie. Connect with pros, book appointments, and pay right through your phone. Download the Angie app today.
Coming up, if you're thinking about selling a home this spring, you might be interested to know that home buyer interests are changing in a very big way. We'll break it down just ahead.
Create your outdoor oasis and make your patio or deck the favorite hangout room in your house with RiverbendHome.com. From gorgeous outdoor dining sets and hammock chairs to one-of-a-kind fire pits, planters, and even outdoor pizza ovens, Riverbend Home has everything you need.
And don't forget to tie it all together with beautiful patio string lights. They're super popular for your patio, deck, yard, or garden. Then set your table with gorgeous outdoor dinnerware that's as durable as it is beautiful.
And now through May 31st, Money Pit listeners can save even more when you visit RiverbendHome.com and use the promo code MONEYPIT15. You'll get 50% off your order of $150 or more. Just use the promo code MONEYPIT15 at checkout. That's MONEYPIT15.
With unique finds for the inspired home, you'll find everything you need to create your outdoor oasis at RiverbendHome.com. And remember, use promo code MONEYPIT15 to save 15% on your order of $150 or more. When your plumbing springs a leak, you need someone there right away. When you're planning a home renovation, you want to find the best pro for the job. And when you own a home, it's important to keep up with the maintenance as the seasons change. Wouldn't it be great if you could handle all of that with one app? Meet Angie, your home for everything home. Expert pros, hundreds of projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. Download the Angie app today. If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one? Well, for about $1 a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867. They'll provide a free, no-obligation quote.
Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now at 800-917-3867. For about a dollar a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair costs. That's 800-917-3867, 800-917-3867.
LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started.
The Money Pit is presented by Deitch Coatings. Deitch Coatings is the official coatings partner of The Money Pit and makers of the Spreadstone Mineral Select Countertop Refinishing Kit. Available online at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeitchCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Where home solutions live, this is The Money Pit, Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. And if you love listening to podcasts, we'd love for you to listen to ours, too. It's been ranked one of Apple's best home and garden podcasts of all time.
For helpful how-to tips in every episode, follow us at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
Dennis in Wyoming is on the line and has a question about a backer board. What can we do for you?
Yes, I just wondered your opinion on the green board being used behind a thermoplastic shower wall. I'm installing a shower in an alcove.
Okay.
And they sent me the base, and then I've got these three walls that I have to glue.
Usually it's that kind of a liner. It usually goes on top of tile. Can you put it over green board? Well, the problem with the green board is it's not very water resistant. I mean, it's more water resistant than regular drywall, but it's not terribly water resistant. It's designed to be a tile backer. So I would say if you're going to do it, it's probably okay, but just don't kid yourself into thinking this is something that's going to last for more than a few years or maybe 10 years max. But I would be very careful to silicone seal all of the seams so you don't have water that goes through the seams of that shower enclosure and saturate through the green board because it will sort of soften up and rot out.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Dennis. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, if you're thinking about selling a home this spring, you might be interested to know that 52% of home buyers say that the types of homes and the locations have changed as a direct result of the pandemic. And that's according to a recent survey by ImproveNet.
That's right. And the top priority for home buyers today are access to nature, proximity to family, indoor space, outdoor space, and, of course, home location. But on the bright side, 54% of millennials and Gen Zers also report being more motivated than ever to become homeowners as a direct result of the pandemic. So lots of younger buyers are getting into the market, but they know what they want. And if you want to sell your home for the best possible price, you should accent all of those elements when you put your home up for sale.
Heidi in North Carolina is on the line with an electrical problem. How can we help you today?
Well, I have a kind of a two-part question. I have an older home. It's about 68 years old. We paid an electrician to come in when we converted over to a heat pump from an oil furnace to up our service. And we have an old fuse box that are the screw-in type fuses. And when he put the system in, the new electrical box, he was supposed to convert everything over into the new electrical box, and he left the little electrical box, the little fuse box in my kitchen, and unfortunately he put the new electrical box on the outside of my house. That would be okay, except I'm a single woman and I don't, you know, safety reasons, I don't think it's really smart, considering I have a full-size right. basement that could easily be put in. So do I need to, I mean, I would never call this guy again, for lots of reasons, but do I need to pay somebody else to come in and convert that last part of my home into this other fuse box? Or, you know, these little fuses are hard to find, and, you know, when they blow.
So it's definitely an active panel, right, the fuse panel?
Oh, it's active, yes, sir.
Okay. So that's called a sub-panel, and that's going to be a sub-panel from the main panel. You said the main panel is now in the basement, or the main panel is outside?
It's outside. We have a full basement, and why he put it outside, I have no clue, but he put the main panel.
Yeah, that makes no sense, because the only time you usually see full panels outside is maybe a condominium situation, and then they're in utility closets. So I can't imagine why that was done that way. It doesn't make sense. It sounds to me like you do need a better electrician to come in and take care of this. If it makes you feel any better, the fact that you have a fuse box does not mean that it's unsafe. Fuses are actually quite safe if it's the right size fuse matched against the wire that's hooked up to that circuit. And so to know if that's the case, somebody has to open the panel and say, okay, this is number 14 wire, so it's a 15 amp fuse, and this is number 12 wire, so it's a 20 amp fuse, and so on, and physically write that like right above the fuse on the panel so you know what size to put in there. Because it's too easy with a fuse box to put in a 20 amp fuse on a wire that's only rated for 15 amps, then of course that's potentially unsafe. So it does sound like you need another electrician. It's obviously not a do-it-yourself project. And unless there's some compelling code reason in your part of the country to put that outside, I don't understand why they would have done that. And, you know, you could consider rerunning it back to the inside. And unfortunately, that's kind of where we're at. It's not an easy fix. It's one that's going to require the investment of a good electrician.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
You are listening to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Do you have a question about your Money Pit? Then call us now at 888 Money Pit, presented by Angie, where you'll find expert pros available for hundreds of projects, upfront pricing, plus the ability to book and pay right from your phone. Download the app today.
Coming up, we're going to help Melinda with a painting project, or maybe not a painting project. So I guess to paint or not to paint, we'll see when we come back.
You live in a money pit.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
Hello there. My name is Maddox, and I'm a Cub Scout. I'm here to talk to you today about becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities, and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun. We play sports and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the very best versions of themselves. Visit beascout.org, and you'll be able to find a pack near you, get your questions answered, and sign up online.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on MatchingDonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. MatchingDonors.com improves those odds by finding living altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to MatchingDonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's MatchingDonors.com.
Money Pit is presented by Angie. Need help tackling home projects? Angie can help. Find expert pros available for hundreds of projects. Upfront pricing, plus the ability to book and pay right from your phone. Download the app today.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Here to help you take on your home improvement projects inside or out. The number here is 888-MONEYPIT or visit us at moneypit.com and post your questions right there.
Melinda wrote, and she's saying that she'd like to change the look of her brick house and wants to know the pros and cons of stain versus painting the brick.
Well, I mean, first up, you know, we always joke that what comes after paint is repaint. But in terms of stain, I don't know. Unless you have like a really light-colored brick house, like the light sort of tannish yellow bricks, you can't really stain the dark ones. They're only going to get darker. You're not going to change like a red brick, you know, to a lighter color brick. So you really would have to paint it. But look, I mean, it's a permanent change that you're making here, and it's going to force you to have to restain or repaint as the years go on. So I would prefer that you try everything else except for the brick. You know, Leslie, so many houses that are brick, they're only partially brick, right? Like the front's brick, or maybe it's like halfway up and then has regular siding. I would love to see them try some other things to try to like focus on the brick and work around it with different colors and textures rather than actually change it, because it's just so much work when you paint or stain brick, because it's just going to have to be done every few years after that, right?
Yeah, and I mean, it could be something as simple as, say the brick is on all sides of the house and adding a different type of siding might be more work than, you know, hoping for. You could add shutters. Maybe adding the shutters in a different color and style is enough to change that look for you. Adding some decor around the door, above the door, so that the trimming is a little bit more expansive and interesting. You know, all of those things will help definitely minimize the appearance of the brick, but also help enhance its look as well. I mean, a brick home is lovely, and a painted brick home is not everybody's favorite thing. I will say I love the look of a white brick house. I think it's lovely. It is a lot of work, though, and if anybody ever wants to go back, it's incredibly difficult to do so.
Yeah, and then also you could think about landscaping around the house. And how about landscape lighting? I mean, it can really change the dynamic of the house. And then you mentioned shutters, also the trim, right? The fascia and the soffits. If you replace those with lighter colors, it could frame it nicely.
Yeah, it could really look crisp.
Let's go to Jackie now. She is dealing with a driveway that's past its prime. She's got a long driveway that's 28 years old, showing signs of cracks across sections. She was told by one company it can't be resurfaced, probably because it's the company that wants to tear it out and replace it. But what are the options? So I'm thinking about Recap right now, which is a product made by Quikrete that you basically can put on yourself and follow the instructions. You wet the surface down. You apply this Recap product, and it completely restores the surface. Now, if it's cracked so badly that the sections are shifting, that's another thing. But if it's just the surface cracks and they haven't moved much, that Recap product looks fantastic and will allow you to completely restore that driveway.
All right, Jackie, I hope that helps. I hope it saves you a ton of money and that driveway looks awesome for the summer.
You are listening to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Do you have a question about your Money Pit? Then call us now at 888 Money Pit, presented by Angie, where you'll find expert pros available for hundreds of projects, upfront pricing, plus the ability to book and pay right from your phone. Download the app today. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. If you guys are ready to spring into some home improvement projects, we hope that we've given you some tips and ideas that could help you do just that. Remember, if you couldn't get through to us, you can call 24/7 to 888 Money Pit, or again, post those questions online at moneypit.com. We've got so many people also reaching out to us on social media, and we do our best to answer each and every question. So you can also reach us through Instagram or Facebook, and that's facebook.com/themoneypit, and the same thing for Instagram. Instagram.com/themoneypit. Get in touch with us any way that's convenient for you. We love what we do. We love helping you guys with your projects. It is spring again. We all can't wait to get outside and enjoy our homes more than ever before. We certainly have a better appreciation of them than ever before, and we're so happy to be able to help you guys do just that. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
You live in a money pit.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. The Republicans' point man for the 2022 midterm elections is predicting big gains for the GOP in the House.
By the way, there are not enough words to describe just how unpopular and toxic Nancy Pelosi is again with the voters. And by the way, voters absolutely reject Democrats as they learn more about Nancy Pelosi's socialist agenda.
That's the National GOP Congressional Committee Chair, Minnesota Representative Tom Emmer. He was a guest recently on the Salem Radio Network. Speaking of elections, we're waiting for the returns to come in as Louisiana voters went to the polls today, at least in the New Orleans area. Two state elected officials, Troy Carter and Karen Carter-Peterson, running for the New Orleans-based 2nd Congressional District seat that was vacated by Democrat Cedric Richmond, who left the position shortly after he won last year's election to go to work in the Biden administration. A subcontractor working on the new Air Force One, that is until Boeing gave them the boot, has announced it's cutting 223 jobs.
GDC Technics says the job cuts are the direct result of Boeing's actions. GDC tells the Texas Workforce Commission it anticipated most operations at its Fort Worth headquarters would stop and it would close its San Antonio facility where the work was being done. Boeing has sued GDC, alleging breach of contract for work delays. GDC countersuing, accusing Boeing of mismanagement. Jason Walker reporting.
With an okay from the CDC, several states resumed use of the one-shot Johnson & Johnson coronavirus today. Among the venues, the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, where free vaccinations were being offered to anyone over the age of 18. Among the other states ordering or recommending a resumption, Indiana with New York, Virginia, Missouri, Michigan, Arizona, and Tennessee. More news at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com.
Elation marked the opening of a long-anticipated travel bubble between Australia and New Zealand.
The start of quarantine-free travel is a relief for families who have been separated by the coronavirus pandemic, as well as the struggling tourist operators. It's a tentative step toward what both countries hope will become a gradual reopening to the rest of the world. The idea of a bubble between Australia and New Zealand had been discussed for months, but faced setbacks because of several small virus outbreaks in both countries, which were eventually stamped out.
Jeremy House with that report. Indonesia's Navy sadly declared its missing submarine had sunk and cracked open after finding items from the vessel over the past 2 years, and that apparently ends hope of finding any of the 53 crew members alive who went down with the ship when it last dove Wednesday off the island of Bali. More breaking news and more analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Teaching of critical race theory at one exclusive New York City school, too much for a father.
Andrew Gutman pulled his daughter out of the school, saying the $54,000 a year institution's obsession with race must stop, and criticized its anti-racism initiatives as divisive. The investment banker says his family has received much private support, but added that there is still an enormous amount of fear for parents to speak up publicly regarding sensitive topics such as race. He says the school judges his white daughter by her skin color and instructs her to prejudge others by theirs. Patrick Foss reporting.
Honda planning to phase out all gasoline-powered vehicles in North America by 2040, making the Japanese automaker the latest major automaker with a goal of becoming carbon neutral. The company says by 2035, 80% of all vehicles sold will be electric or fuel cell powered. More at townhall.com.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
It's everyone's worst nightmare, fire. And the USA has the second highest fire death rate in the industrialized world.
So what can you do to prevent house fires?
Well, to keep your family safe, read Fight Fires at Home with these tips. When you hit MoneyPit.com, just click on Ideas and Tips, then click Repair and Improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair question, give us a call right now. 888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974.
If your roof starts to leak or your floors really squeak, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, fix up your home sweet home. I call it 888 Money Pit.
The Money Pit is presented by Abitron Restoration Products, the Angie app, LL Flooring, and RiverbendHome.com. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
So glad to be here talking to you about your home projects. If you've got a project on your to-do list, we would love for you to slide it over to ours by calling us with your questions at 888-MONEYPIT or posting them online at moneypit.com, because that's what we do. We help you create your best home ever. And we've got a lot to cover on today's show. Coming up first, have you ever noticed that over the winter, garages always seem to shrink? I mean, they do at my house because the stuff piles up. And that's why we think that now is a good time to make the garage your first big spring cleaning project. We're going to show you how to get that done in 4 steps.
And building a backyard deck is one surefire way to increase your home's living space for the warmer months, as well as to add to your home's value. But can it be a do-it-yourself project or one that always needs a pro? We're going to walk you through the pros and cons of a DIY deck build just ahead.
And have you ever had a wall or ceiling crack that you fixed once, twice, maybe 3 times, because it always seems to come back and crack over and over again? Well, we're going to share an easy DIY trip that will let you repair it once and for all in just a bit.
But first, let us help you create your best home ever. Give us a call. Let us know what you are working on so we can help you get everything around your money pit in tip-top shape.
888-666-3974. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Heading over to Rhode Island with Linda, who wants to build a patio. Tell us about your project.
What I would like to do, actually, is make it a combination of a patio so I could use it during the summer and also use it as a carport during the winter. And I was wondering, as far as a base, what would be the best. I have a form, and he used that, and he made all the patio blocks.
Oh, so he basically made his own paver stones, it sounds like, by pouring them inside this form.
Right, but okay. I was afraid if I poured cement into the form,
how do you get
and
it out?
How do I get it out?
Okay, let me back up for a second. So when you say carport, you intend then for this patio to have a roof on it, is that correct?
Yes, I would like it to,
okay,
where I could still have the sides all open,
mm-hmm,
but be able, because I have a collectible car that okay I wanted to put in.
Okay, now what kind of car is it?
It's a 1966 Ford LTD.
Oh, wow. Well, that's kind of cool. All right, well, let's see what we can do to help you out. So first of all, aside from, you know, these forms and this and that, we really need to talk about how you're going to do this base. Now, if you do concrete, that's the most permanent and durable surface. I would recommend, since you're planning on parking the car there, of doing a slab there that is at least 6 inches thick, or maybe 4 to 6 inches thick. Nothing any thinner than that. And make it a reinforced slab. You know, it's not a DIY project if you've not poured concrete before. It's not a hard project, but you have to properly prepare the surface. And then what will happen is a mason will sort of dig out the top layer of dirt. They'll put stone in. They'll tamp it down, pack it really well. They'll form the outside perimeter and then pour the concrete and finish it. That's going to be a solid, permanent surface. If you were to do something that was like paver bricks, or even if you did these sections, and by the way, there's forms available to do just that now if your grandfather's old form doesn't work. But the problem with that is you've got to, again, prepare the base in the same way. It's got to be solidly tamped. It's more work than the concrete to do. And the problem is you might get some weeds and stuff that grow through it over time. And if you don't do a good job preparing it, it's going to get all uneven and look wobbly and look terrible in just a few short years. So getting that slab right or getting that base right is really the most important part of this. Now, once you do that, then, you know, in terms of the carport roof, you could attach the roof to the side of the house. You're going to need columns. They'll have to be properly secured to the base of the concrete. You're going to need sway bracing so it doesn't sway back and forth from side to side. You know, this is a fair amount of work. It sounds simple, but this is a big project. And if you don't get it right, I'll tell you, I have a neighbor here near where we live, and her husband, who was a great guy, built a real solid carport next to their garage, and it came down the last storm. You know, you got to get it right. It was open on the sides, and it was just time for it to go, according to Mother Nature. So I encourage you to get a really good solid base. Concrete is best. And you can finish the concrete, by the way. You don't have to look at just concrete. You know, there's a company called Deich Coatings that have some beautiful finishes, including terrazzo, that you can cover that concrete surface with. So it could look great as a patio, but you got to get it right. If it's not solid, you're not going to be happy.
I think I need someone that's in that type of business. I think it's beyond my DIY.
Yeah, I think you do.
I really appreciate it because I probably would have started and had a major disaster with us. So.
Well, you can download the Angie app and find a contractor using Angie. It works really well, and you can sort through contractors that are in your area, read reviews from other folks that have had projects done with them, and maybe use that as a start to identify the best contractor for this project that you're tackling in Rhode Island. Okay?
Oh, thank you ever so much for all your help. You certainly have solved my problem.
Good luck with that project.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Have you started a project, or maybe you're stuck in the middle of a project? Well, let us help. Give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Angie. Find pros for all your home projects with the Angie app. Download the Angie app today.
And just ahead, before you tackle your spring clean up, you need to do a spring clean out. We're going to share how to get that done in your garage in just 4 steps after this.
Now that winter's passed, have you noticed rotted wood around your windows, doors, or exterior trim? over time, wood can become damaged from exposure to moisture, bugs, and UV. But there's no need to replace the damaged wood. You can repair it instead.
Abitron's liquid wood and wood epoxy are easy-to-use epoxy adhesives that make structural, shrink-free, cost-effective repairs to rotted or damaged wood. These products are great for windows, doors, columns, or other wooden features that have been exposed to the elements and are showing signs of deterioration. They restore the wood for a permanent repair.
And here's how. Liquid wood penetrates deep into soft deteriorated wood and then hardens, restoring its strength. And Wood Epox is a lightweight epoxy wood filler that rebuilds the missing wood. It hardens to a material that can be worked just like real wood.
Both products can be sanded and painted, saving you the time, trouble, and expense of replacing rotted wood. Abitron Liquid Wood and Wood Epox are proven by decades of outstanding performance. To learn more and to find a dealer near you, visit abitron.com. That's ABATRON.com.
Hey, you know all the Deich Coatings DIY Realstone products we're always talking about? Well, they're now available at both Lowe's and Home Depot, including the amazing Spreadstone Countertop Refinishing Kit, the TrackSafe Anti-Slip Sealer, and the DieHard 100 Garage Floor Kit. Plus, Lowe's and Home Depot also carry Deich Coatings sealers, floor coatings, and wall finishings for both indoor and outdoor projects. Learn about all the Deich products for your DIY projects at DeichCoatings.com or look up Deich Coatings at Lowe's.com or HomeDepot.com. There's a lot of pride that comes with having your own home. It's where you entertain, it's your biggest investment, and it's the place that represents you. It can also be a lot of work.
That's where the Angie app steps in. It takes all the maintenance, repairs, and projects your home needs and puts the solution in the palm of your hand.
You can connect with pros, see upfront pricing, even book and pay in seconds, all right through the app.
This is your home handled. This is Angie. Download the Angie app today. Is your concrete, driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause that concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit Quikrete.com. That's Quikrete.com. Create your outdoor oasis with RiverbendHome.com. From gorgeous outdoor dining sets to fire pits and planters.
Then tie it all together with beautiful patio string lights. They're super popular for your patio, deck, yard, or garden.
And through May 31st, save 15% on your order of $150 or more by using the code MONEYPIT15 at checkout. That's MONEYPIT15.
With unique finds for the inspired home, you'll find everything you need to create your outdoor oasis at RiverbendHome.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Pavestone. You can create a paver patio or walkway, retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen with rumble stone from Pavestone. For project ideas and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. And you can listen when you want when you subscribe to the Money Pit podcast. You'll get new episodes every Monday and Thursday, which is just in time to plan your next home improvement adventure.
Follow us at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
Dan in Pennsylvania is on the line with a plumbing question. What can we help you with?
Yes, my son has an older house with cast iron or steel drain pipes, and the main line goes straight down from the toilet and then under the basement floor. And he's continually getting clogs because of the cast iron gets rough over time and tends to catch things. So I'm wondering, I realize normal drain lines, you drop them an inch a foot so you don't get too fast to drain and siphon out the traps. But can you, with the main line, can you do pretty much whatever you want with that? Like, say, 245s and then straight down to get it to the edge of the property? And then that way I don't have to tear up a little bit to get to out of the the house with a plastic pipe.
Well, you may not have to tear anything up. There's a pipe lining technology that you can consider where essentially they reline the cast iron pipes with a fiberglass sleeve that's smooth and doesn't have those types of obstructions. It also helps stop root growth that can sometimes get into the seams of cast iron piping.
Okay.
And that can be done with the pipes in place. You wouldn't have to tear anything up.
I would have to cut the pipe, I guess, because it goes down and then underneath a portion of the basement at like some sort of a, probably a 90, and there may be a trap in under the basement floor as well.
Well, but all of this can be done without you having to access it, because the way the pipe lining works is, first of all, they put a camera down there to figure out which way the drains are going, and they can do that with a pipe camera. And then they run what looks kind of like a fiberglass sock through the pipe, and it's kind of like, if you can imagine turning a sock inside out, they do that with water pressure, and it turns inside out and sort of forms against the inner walls of the cast iron pipe and then sort of dries and hardens to this sort of very strong, smooth surface that won't obstruct the flow.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Dan. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, have you ever noticed that over the winter months, garages seem to get smaller as the stuff is piling up? Well, that's why now is a great time to dive right in and make that garage your first big, and I mean big, spring cleaning project. Here's how you can get it done in 4 steps.
So first up, clean it out and be brutal. I mean, we're talking about everything. I mean, let's face it, there's a lot of stuff in that garage that you're never going to use again. So your first step is to take 3 big bins, one to fill with items to donate or sell, one to fill with items to toss, and one to fill with items you intend to keep, and move everything out of the garage, putting it in one of those 3 bins or on the curb if it doesn't fit. If you don't get this stuff out of your house now, we're going to be having this very same conversation next year because it's going to sit on those shelves for another year or so. Plus, the only way you really know, I mean, you really, really know what you have in the first place is to empty that space completely. I mean, this advice applies to garages as well as closets. If you really want to do a thorough job, empty the whole darn thing out first.
Yeah, it's a daunting project because once you empty everything out, the only way to go is to put the things back in. So you really have to do the project. Now, next, you want to think about vertical storage. Garages have a very small footprint, and that's why the best place to find available storage is to look up. Now, smartly designed shelves, overhead storage, all of that will help you find ample space for a surprisingly vast amount of storage that you would otherwise be tripping over for rakes, shovels, ladders, brooms, and anything else that's kind of shaped like that. Garage organizing racks are a great option.
And so much safer when you get stuff up off the floor. Now, if you can't figure out what to do with the rest of the stuff that's left, use hooks. I mean, hooks are great. The big, I'm talking about the kind that have the lag bolt attached to them. You can use these for chainsaws, for bikes, for extension cords. You know, these hooks really do it all. We've got several of them in our garage, and we really like them. I've got all of my extension cords hanging on them. Just make sure that you're always screwing them into a stud or a ceiling joist so that gravity doesn't get the best of you.
Yeah. And lastly, guys, you've got to label everything. I mean, have you ever ended up buying another item that you know you've got floating around in the garage, but you just can't find it? So you're like, oh, I'll just get it. And then, of course, you find it immediately after you buy it. So instead of getting bogged down in the hunt, you want to make sure that you clearly label storage containers. And you might find it useful to use a color coding system, like maybe red and green bins for your holiday decor, blue for, say, clothing you're going to donate if the kids have outgrown it, you know, black for seasonal sports items, anything like that. And, you know, keep a chart of what bins what so you know exactly what you're looking for.
Yep, good advice. You know, garage organization doesn't have to be the biggest headache of your spring cleaning projects, but if you approach it logically, you're going to discover that you can make that garage space much more functional again, and you might actually be able to fit in your car. Just think about it. What a concept. A car in a garage.
Now we've got B in North Carolina on the line. What's going on at your money pit?
Well, I have this closet that is fairly long, maybe about 6 feet long, and okay. It is a rental property of mine.
Okay.
And the tenant, who has more clothes than anybody I've ever met, put a whole bunch of suits on there, literally.
Right. Oh, those are heavy.
Put a whole bunch of, suits on there, and it bored the rod, and it pulled the supporting boards from the wall.
Okay.
And it's hard to keep getting these contractors to do small jobs. They charge a lot.
Yep.
So I wanted to find out from you, how could I myself, who's a novice at DIY projects, tackle this kind of a job?
Okay, so let me ask you this. Can you describe how that closet rod is supported? You mentioned it pulled the board out of the wall. A lot of times we'll see boards that have holes drilled in the middle of them, and then the board itself is attached to the wall, and then the rod kind of sits inside that hole. Is that what you're looking at?
There is on either end of the rod that is the situation, but then what we also have are these supporting racks, if you will, that are placed every so often through the length of the closet.
Yep.
So he literally not only did that wood rod bow, but the supporting racks that are then nailed to a board that is nailed into the drywall that literally pulled away from the wall, everything pulled from the wall.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So here's what you need to do. First of all, you need to completely empty the closet and take out the shelf, which was probably loose on top of that assembly as you've described it. Now, what I'm going to call is the cleating, which is the wood strips that are attached to the drywall on the long wall and also on the short walls. The first step is to make sure that those are solidly attached. And to do that, you need to locate where the studs are in the wall. Those are the wood framing members that are behind the drywall. Now, an easy way to do this, even though you're kind of putting some tiny holes in the wall, but you know what? It's kind of worth it, and I'm going to tell you how to do this and hide it at the same time. If you were to take a small finish nail, these are the thin nails, you know, one that's about 3 inches long but without a big head on it, and if you were to tap that nail or drive that nail into the wall where you think the studs are, and they're probably going to be close to where those brackets were, but sometimes you can knock on the wall with your hand like you're knocking on a door, and you'll hear that it's a little different sound where the stud is. But if you find out where that stud is and then put a little pencil mark on that wood cleat where that is, because you're going to drive a screw in there. And so you want to find the studs. You can use that nail to kind of, if you hold the nail close to the top of the cleat where the shelf's ultimately going to cover it, you can even like tap it in a little bit till you feel the wood and then wiggle it out. So now you know where the stud is. Now, once you know where the stud is, what you're going to do is use what are called drywall screws or hardened screws. In a home center, anybody can direct you to these. They're black screws. They have a Phillips head bit on them. You want to get one that's long enough to go through that cleat and into the wall, so I would think about 2.5 inches long will do it. And then the way you drive them in is not with a screwdriver, but with a drill. So a drill with a screwdriver tip on it, you start real slow, and you can drill right through that piece of wood, right through the drywall, and right into the stud. And you know what, B? When you hit that stud, you're going to know it, because that screw is going to be in there nice and solid, and there's no way that wood is ever going to pull off again. So you want to do that every place you have a stud. In the corners or the sides, there's always going to be a stud in the corner. Sometimes you have to angle the screws a little bit to get to that. Once you have that done, then you can replace the shelf back on top. You can put the closet rod back in, and you're going to want to attach that closet rod well to the wood cleats on the ends. And then again, depending on how it's designed, I don't know if it has a hole or sometimes there's a bracket, but you want to use screws for this, not nails. Always use these drywall screws. They are like the miracle fastener for all sorts of home improvement projects because they don't pull out. And then in terms of that bracket that is attaching, that is holding those intermittent sort of supports, now, normally the cleat behind the shelf is about 4 inches tall. You're going to have probably another piece of wood that goes down the full length of the bracket. And, again, that has to be screwed into the stud. And then you can attach the brackets to that wood. Now, attaching the brackets to the wood, you don't necessarily have to use the same size screws, but you have to use screws. And if you get that all done right and lined up well, there's no way this guy in all of his suits is going to pull that shelf and that bar down again. Okay, it's really not a difficult project to do. It's a good basic DIY project.
Should I change the rod to a metal rod?
You could change it to a metal rod, and if you get a metal rod, you can find one that's like telescoping. So they'll have a rod that's like works for like 5 to 7 feet, for example. And if your closet's 6 feet, you extend it. And the metal rods, at the end, they have like a built-in bracket that sort of hangs on top of that wood cleat, and then again, it screws in. So that might be a little easier for you, a little nicer for you as well, and possibly even stronger than the wood rod.
That's great instructions.
All right. There you go, B. Good luck with that project.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. If you find yourself maybe starting a project and you don't know where to go, or you're kind of stuck in the middle of one, let us give you a hand. Give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Angie. You can find pros for all your home projects with the Angie app, so download the Angie app today.
And just ahead, can building a deck be a DIY project that you can tackle? Well, it can be, dependent on how the deck is built. We'll explain after this.
888-MONEY-PIT.
Concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are debt solutions for almost every situation. No matter how much money you owe in credit card debt, all the information you really need is yours, free, when you call right now for your free debt review. When we learned about the debt solutions they don't want you to know about, we were so shocked at how the credit card companies work to keep you in debt that we have decided to give everyone that calls today a free debt review, absolutely free. That's right. Get your debt solution review absolutely free. Just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566. And get the free debt review everyone in debt should have. To find out how you can get out of debt now, just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566. Get out of debt fast with your free credit card debt review. Call 1-800-865-8566. Again, 1-800-865-8566.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler with today's tip of the day. Home fires can strike at any time.
Each year, nearly 390,000 home fires in the U.S. result in death, injury, and property damage. As with anything, the best defense is a good offense. Planning, prevention, and practice are key. First, meet with everyone in the home and plan different escape routes. Try to visualize the fire from every room in your home and feel your way out. Close your eyes and try to find the exit. Thick smoke is not only deadly, but makes it difficult to breathe and to see. Stay low and practice finding the exit, identifying markers or touch points that can be landmarks along the escape route when it's hard to see. Also remind family members that in case of fire, get out first and call 911 from a neighbor's home. Most importantly, don't forget to regularly test smoke alarms to be sure they're working correctly. In case of a home fire, your dreams don't have to go up in smoke. Be prepared. I'm Tom Kreitler, and that's today's Money Pit Tip of the Day.
It's presented by Angie. Have a home to keep up with? Then you need Angie. Find expert pros available for hundreds of projects, upfront pricing, plus the ability to book and pay right from your phone. Download the app today.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we're here to help you create your best home ever. Give us a call with your home improvement questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Kevin in Maryland, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Hi. I've got a washer and a dryer on the second floor of my house. And it seems in the last year I'm getting a lot more vibration and a lot more sound out of those units. And I can feel it a lot more in the second floor. So I'm wondering if there's anything I can do to kind of reinforce something in order to limit that vibration. Because I've got two small children now and my amount of washing and drying is not going to go down at all.
Well, two things. First of all, you want to double check that the appliance is absolutely level, because if it's slightly out of level, you'll get more vibration. Then the second thing that you could do is pick up some anti-vibration pads for the feet of the washing machine. These are like rubber blocks that are indented where the washing machine legs sort of sit inside of it. Then they sit on the floor and they help absorb some of the vibration. I have the washer and the dryer actually stacked, full-size units stacked on the second floor of my house. And I put the anti-vibration pads in it, and whenever the machine is spinning, I can literally look at those pads and see them working, because the vibration is really being absorbed by them. And in fact, I also have the washer sitting inside of an overflow pan that's made out of fiberglass. So to get that to work, I had to sort of carve the bottom of the vibration pads to fit sort of the angle of the pan that they're sitting in. So even with that modification, they work, and they work well. So I would pick up the anti-vibration pads. They're about $25 for a set of four, and you could find those online, or I think I found mine at Home Depot.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right, Kevin. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT. Well, building a backyard deck is one surefire way to increase your home's living space for those warmer months and also to add to your home's value. But can it be a DIY project, or is it one that always needs the help of a pro? Let's weigh the pros and the cons of each.
All right. If you do it yourself, you stand to save just by virtue of the labor costs. However, building your backyard deck could eat up a number of weekends. And depending on how quickly you work, I mean, it could be a lot of weekends, and then you're wasting your summer building the whole thing rather than enjoying it. And also, the DIY option may be perfect if you're planning on a fairly simple square or a rectangular deck. But if things, you know, get more complicated or multi-level in your deck design, things could get a little dicey. And it's especially complicated and potentially even dangerous if the deck you're planning is anything higher than just a foot or two off the ground.
Now, hiring a pro is obviously going to result in a costlier project because you got to pay for their labor. But on the plus side, the pro can get it done quicker, and it's also likely to come out a lot better and be code compliant, because the pro is going to take care of those building permits and make sure it's up to code, because that's really important, especially if you want to sell your house later. If it turns out that you did this without a permit, the code inspector could actually make you tear it down.
Yeah, either way you go, guys, it's super important that you have a plan. So before you even decide who's going to build that deck. Spend time researching deck designs, figure out the size and the shape that you want your deck to be. And one trick here, guys, is to outline the deck in your yard using a rope that's going to represent the perimeter of the deck you're going to have. And go ahead and take your furniture and move it around inside that shape. This way you're going to know that the flow is working well. And you have to keep in mind, like, where am I putting the grill? Or am I going to keep the tables and the chairs away from here because there's a step? It sort of gives you a sense of, like, how that space is going to play out so you know if it's right before you start the building process, because this is the time to make changes.
Yeah, and once you have a strong idea of what you want, you can decide whether you can build it yourself or have it built, because the decision to go DIY or pro will just become a lot clearer. We've got great tips on deck design that could help you get started at moneypit.com.
Karen in Pennsylvania is dealing with some mold in the basement. Tell us what's going on.
My mom has a house that the basement is, we put it up for sale and nobody noticed this. And one person came in and tore wallpaper off the wall. And we noticed that it had mold from the floor to the ceiling, and even in the inner walls. So I had a gentleman come and look at it. And he said it would take $30,000 plus. And he would come in, remove all the interior walls, all the wood, the paneling, everything off the wall, down to the bare. He would have a chemical put on, clean it, and then it would never come back. And then the second guy came in, and he said he would rip everything out, as he said. He would coat it, clean it, and guarantee it that if it did come back, he'd fix it. For $10,000.
Yeah, I don't think you need either of these guys. You don't have enough information yet, and I don't think you're talking to the right people. I doubt either of them are professional road mold mitigators. It sounds to me like they're just trying to size you up for as much money as they can get from you. The first thing you want to do is test the mold to figure out what kind of mold it is. And that's done. There's a couple of easy ways to do that, but basically you take a sample, and you send it out to a lab and they tell you what you got. And then you can kind of design a mitigation plan around that. I need to get a sense as to how much mold is there, but if it's just a little bit of mold behind the wallpaper, you may not need to pull all this out. You might be able to treat it right in place, but it doesn't sound right.
Where the bathroom is has an inner wall. And that is halfway down with mold.
Okay. How much mold are we talking about here, square footage-wise? Is it like a 4x4 foot by 4 foot space? Or
we're going to say all the outer walls, because we since went around and pulled off some wallpaper here and moved some paneling. And we also, the first guy that came in for $30,000 brought in a light. And to me, it looked like a black light. But he brought the light in that was a special light, and it can tell what type mold it was and where the mold was.
That is completely wrong. Do not call that guy back. It is completely wrong. Okay? That guy was not giving you accurate information. If he comes in with his magic light that supposedly tells mold.
Yeah, they can't actually tell you what kind of mold unless they do a chemical test on a physical sample.
Well, it's a mold test. You send it out to a lab and they read it. So
right.
That guy's a snake oil salesman.
Right, but I mean, it's actually holding a piece of that mold and testing it with certain things, and that's done by a lab.
It sounds like you could use a basement renovation, but I wouldn't get too crazy over it. If it's done by the right kind of company, they can take that apart very carefully and dispose of all of that material. And maybe you don't even want to put the walls back. Maybe you just want to leave it unfinished.
Oh, good.
All right. Well, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Hey, do you love your old house, but not so much the plaster or drywall cracks that never seem to go away, even when you keep fixing them time and time again? Well, we're going to share an easy two-step repair system that delivers a permanent fix next.
Create your outdoor oasis and make your patio or deck the favorite hangout room in your house with RiverbendHome.com. From gorgeous outdoor dining sets and hammock chairs to one-of-a-kind fire pits, planters, and even outdoor pizza ovens, Riverbend Home has everything you need.
And don't forget to tie it all together with beautiful patio string lights. They're super popular for your patio, deck, yard, or garden. Then set your table with gorgeous outdoor dinnerware that's as durable as it is beautiful.
And now through May 31st, Money Pit listeners can save even more when you visit RiverbendHome.com and use the promo code MONEYPIT15. You'll get 50% off your order of $150 or more. Just use the promo code MONEYPIT15 at checkout. That's MONEYPIT15.
With unique finds for the inspired home, you'll find everything you need to create your outdoor oasis at riverbendhome.com. And remember, use promo code MONEYPIT15 to save 15% on your order of $150 or more.
There's a lot of pride that comes with having your own home. It's where you entertain, it's your biggest investment, and it's the place that represents you. It can also be a lot of work, but that's where the Angi app steps in. It takes all the maintenance, repairs, and projects your home needs and puts the solution in the palm of your hand. You can connect with pros, see upfront pricing, even book and pay in seconds, all right through the app. This is your home handled. This is Angi. Download the Angi app today.
Setting a fence post, a mailbox, deck footing, or even a small slab is quick and easy with QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. There's no mixing needed when setting posts. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak with water. QuickCrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
Hey guys, you know all the Deich Coatings DIY real stone products we're always talking about? Well, now they're available online at both Lowe's and Home Depot, including the amazing Spreadstone Countertop Refinishing Kit, the TrackSafe Anti-Slip Sealer, and the DieHard 100 Garage Floor Kit. Plus, Lowe's and Home Depot also carry Deich Coatings sealers, floor coatings, and wall finishings for both indoor and outdoor projects. Learn about all the Deich products for your DIY projects at DeichCoatings.com or look up Deich Coatings at Lowe's.com or HomeDepot.com.
There's a lot of pride that comes with having your own home. It's where you entertain, it's your biggest investment, and it's the place that represents you. It can also be a lot of work. That's where the Angi app steps in. It takes all the maintenance, repairs, and projects your home needs and puts the solution in the palm of your hand. You can connect with pros, see upfront pricing, even book and pay in seconds, all right through the app. This is your home handled. This is Angi. Download the Angi app today.
Money Pit is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of the Money Pit.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey guys, do you have a project that you'd like to tackle? Well, let us help. Call your question in now to 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Angi.
Taking care of home projects is easier than ever with Angi. Connect with pros, book appointments, and pay right through your phone. Download the Angi app today.
Tom in Ohio, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Hi, yeah, I had a question about cracks in the basement. I've got a home that's about 15 years old, and we're thinking about selling in a year. We've got some cracks in our basement. It's a full basement, and they're probably, I don't know, mostly around an eighth. In some places, they're kind of like chipped open a little bit bigger than an eighth, and they kind of, a couple of them start out from the drain and kind of spider out. And just kind of wondering, you know, at what, to what point they become a concern, especially if we're going to try to resell, and what we need to do to address the problem.
Okay, Tom, I would not be too concerned about basement floor cracks. Here's why. That basement floor is not structural. Even though it's made of concrete, it's not holding anything up. So it's really just supporting itself. And it cracks for a number of reasons. The soil underneath may not have been prepped properly when it was first installed, or the floor could be too thin, or it wasn't reinforced. So what I would do is I would definitely fill them, and there's a number of ways to do that. If there's just an eighth of an inch, QuickCrete makes a concrete patching compound that comes in a caulk tube. It's really easy to apply. So you can squeeze this patching compound into those cracks, let it solidify. And then what I would do is I would paint the entire floor. I would use an epoxy basement floor painting system. It's a two-part epoxy. It's a chemical cure, so you mix the two parts together. You apply the epoxy. There's usually some sort of a colorant chip that you can put in to give it some density to the surface. And you probably won't even see those cracks when it's done. And I don't think it's structural, so it's not like you're hiding anything. I think it'll just make the whole thing look really nice when it's finished.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Well, have you ever tried to repair a stubborn crack using traditional spackle, tape, or even fiberglass, only to find it just opens up all over again?
Well, there's a better way to tackle this repair using a product called Crack Coat, and that's made by Abitron. Now, Crack Coat, it's a specially formulated acrylic emulsion that uses a polyester mesh to bridge over the cracks. It doesn't shrink, it has no odor, and it stays flexible as it dries. Now, this is going to allow the repair to move as the wall expands and contracts, and that's going to leave a seamless repair that's not going to reopen like other fillers or putties.
Yeah, this is an amazing product. I have been using it exclusively since we discovered it, and it works for really thin cracks as well as wide cracks, and it's really easy to apply. Here's the steps. You just clean the area where the crack is first, and then you use a small paintbrush, and you brush on this acrylic emulsion, and then you cover that area, you cover the crack over with a polyester mesh, which is about the same size as drywall tape, but it presses in and soaks in really nicely. Then once that dries, you put a second coat of the emulsion on top, and you're done. You got a seamless, durable repair. It's not going to open up again. And because of the flexibility of this crack coat system, it's really key because it allows for a slight movement even after the product is totally dry, and that prevents the cracks from reappearing. Now, the plaster and drywall crack repair kit includes the crack coat emulsion and the polyester crack bridge fabric for making those flexible repairs to cracked walls and ceilings.
And once it's dry, you can paint that repaired area with latex or oil-based paint, and you're going to have a totally seamless, durable repair. So if you've got cracks that you'd like to make disappear once and for all, you can find Abitron's Crack Coat at Amazon and at retailers nationwide or at abitron.com. That's ABATRON.com. Deborah in Pennsylvania, you've got the Money Pit. What can we do for you today?
Okay, I'm purchasing a home that has a couple of stains on the ceiling. And it turns out the stains are located directly under the vents. I don't know any other way to explain it, but they're like there's tubes on the seat on the outside where the roof is. So I was told by the inspection that those rubber stopper things that go around them need to be replaced.
Okay, yeah. So the plumbing vent flashing is what is leaking here. And the plumbing vent flashing consists of an aluminum piece of flash material that goes underneath the roof shingles and a rubber boot that is designed to fit over the plumbing pipe. And they very often, that rubber boot will very often crack and deteriorate and does have to be replaced. Not a terribly complicated job. You know, a roofer or a carpenter can do it in about 10 or 15 minutes. They just basically have to peel up a roof shingle or two right around there. You can do that with a flat bar. You can actually put the flat bar under the roof shingle, get it right up to where the nail is and kind of wiggle it back and forth. That nail will come right out. You can kind of disassemble the roof one shingle at a time, replace the flashing vent, and put it back together. So pretty easy, straightforward repair project, and not the least bit unusual, Deborah. Okay?
Okay. Well, I appreciate you taking my call. Thank you.
Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. If you're looking for a weekend project that can bring the outside in, an accent wall covered in salvaged wood can do just that. How to create that look for your home when the Money Pit continues.
You live in a money pit.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
Hello there. My name is Maddox, and I'm a Cub Scout. I'm here to talk to you today about becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities, and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun. We play sports and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the very best versions of themselves. Visit beascout.org, and you'll be able to find a pack near you, get your questions answered, and sign up online.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on MatchingDonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. MatchingDonors.com improves those odds by finding living altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to MatchingDonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's MatchingDonors.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Need help tackling home projects? Angie can help. Find expert pros available for hundreds of projects, upfront pricing, plus the ability to book and pay right from your phone. Download the app today.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Got a question about your Money Pit? Give us a call now at 888 Money Pit, presented by Angie, where you'll find expert pros available for hundreds of projects and upfront pricing.
Plus, you'll get the ability to book and pay right from your phone. Download the app today.
Joe reached out and says, I thought I was doing everything right by getting a sump pump with a battery backup, but I lost power for so long the battery died and the basement still flooded. Is there anything I can do to prevent that in the future?
Yeah, first of all, deal with the source of the flooding, which is almost always a problem with your grating and your gutters. Clean those gutters, get the downspouts extended away. And if you truly want to have backup power protection, you need a whole house generator, Joe. I mean, it really is the best way to go. They're less expensive now than ever before. And once you have one, you wonder how you lived without it, because literally when the power goes out from the street, mine comes on in like 15 seconds. In fact, it comes on so quietly, I sometimes don't even notice that it was on, except that I had to reset my Wi-Fi once. But other than that, I had no idea. So, I mean, it really works seamlessly, and it's an important thing to have today because, let's face it, power is not as reliable as it used to be, and we're starting to see more and more of these blackout situations.
And, Joe, the peace of mind that you'll get from that generator is priceless.
Well, when it gets too hot to head outside, we've got an idea for a project that lets you bring the outdoors in for years to come. Leslie has tips on how to install a reclaimed wood wall on this week's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie, I just did this project in my house. I took a very old wood bench that had been in my basement for years, and I cut it into paneling. So we had like 1x6 panels, and we lined the walls of the basement steps with it, and it looks really cool.
Oh, that does look really nice on the step faces. It really does look lovely. And I mean, it's challenging. There's so many paint choices out there, and people get super confused. So why not just do something completely different from paint? I mean, the hottest new trend in design has homeowners covering walls not with paint, but in panels of salvaged wood, just like you did, Tom. And a reclaimed wood accent wall is not just going to get you compliments, it's going to really give you a warm feeling for that room all year long, and it's earth-friendly. Now, this is a job that you can hire out, or certainly you can do it yourself. If you go the DIY route, you want to select planks or panels from salvage yards or specialty buyers or from manufacturers who are getting in on the trend by selling planks specifically for this purpose. I mean, some of those are even peel and stick. So you want to make sure that you're finding the right product that you're going to feel comfortable working with and is also going to give you that look in the space that you're going for. So when you get to that point, you want to make sure that you carefully look at all of the planks of wood that you see, remove any nails or any other metal that's in there. You can sand the panels of wood if you want, if it needs.
Next, you can use a saw. You want to cut those boards to size. Now, inside your house, remove the trim from the wall that you're planning to cover and attach the planks using a level and construction adhesive. And you want to support each plank with a few nails until you know that adhesive is dry. Now, if you use authentic salvaged wood, you might want to consider sealing it afterward to avoid splinters, or maybe that wood might have chemicals in it because you don't really know where it came from. And that's going to help keep that whatever might be inside that wood actually in the wood. But either way, this is a great project. It works in a ton of different spaces, and it will really give you that sort of like California boho vibe if you go with the salvaged wood, or you can get a sleeker sort of metro look if you go with something that's more sort of refined. But either way, it's a great project.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Thank you so much for spending this part of your day with us. Coming up next time on the program, we all love a lush green lawn, but sometimes what's green, well, it's not exactly grass, nor is it very lush. If the weeds get out of control, they can totally and quickly destroy your lawn. So we're going to share tips on how to make sure that doesn't happen to you on the very next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.